Hello, East Tennessee Championship Wrestling fans. We're back for Season 2. This is Episode 2. In this episode, we're going to be discussing some of the things that's going on in ETCW, as well as giving you a brief recap of the June 12th Bring On the Brawl that happened at the Rocky Branch Community Center in Wallen, Tennessee. So without further ado, let's get started. We had a great crowd on hand that night at the Rocky Branch Community Center, and the ETCW superstars made themselves right at home. The crowd was on fire that night as they got to see their favorites enter the ring. They got to see some familiar faces that they haven't seen in a while, and they got to see some brand new faces making their debut in the ETCW ring. ETCW has some big plans this year as they will not only be at Rocky Branch Community Center in Wallen, Tennessee, but also they'll be back at the Springbrook Community Center in Alcoa, Tennessee. So to find out all the latest news that's happening on East Tennessee Championship Wrestling, you can always go to our website at www.etcwalcoa.com. You can also check out our Facebook page and tune in to this podcast. So now let's bring you the recap of what happened on June 12th on the Bring On the Brawl at Rocky Branch Community Center in Wallen, Tennessee. At the beginning of the night, we had a very special guest, and it was none other than SoCal Kevin Cruz. Now, many of you remember that the Cruiserweight champion, SoCal Kevin Cruz, had to retire early due to an injury he sustained in the ring. But he was back that night to welcome the ETCW fans and really kick off this debut of Rocky Branch Community Center in Wallen, Tennessee. And I'm telling you what, folks, we had an action-packed night at the Rocky Branch Community Center, and Kevin kicked this off with a bang. So first on the match card, we had Bobo the Clown from the Dark Circus versus Jace Evans. Jace made his in-ring debut at the Bigfoot Festival in the Battle Royal, but this was his first singles debut in the ETCW ring and arena going against Bobo the Clown. Now Jace entered the ring on fire and was showing Bobo just what he was made out of. But shortly after the bell rang, guess who entered? It was the ETCW heavyweight champion himself, the Enforcer, and he came in with a vengeance. It didn't matter who got in his way. He destroyed Bobo the Clown and Jace Evans. And before the Enforcer could inflict more damage on Bobo and Jace, the working man Johnny Rayner came in to save the day. Johnny told the Enforcer that everybody was tired of seeing him run roughshod over the ETCW, and he was stepping up and going to take the Enforcer down. The crowd went crazy over that, and they can't wait to see this match happen. And ladies and gentlemen, it will happen on the next Bring On the Brawl, July 17th. It's going to be Johnny the Working Man Rayner versus the Enforcer, your ETCW heavyweight champion. Second on the card was Jake the Hammer Rayner versus Billy Marshall. Now, if you've seen Billy Marshall in the past, you know that he was kind of a mixed up guy. He was a little bit out there. You know, he was parading around the ring with the shark bite, and the kids loved him. But I'm telling you right now, when he went through that curtain, it was a different Billy Marshall than I've ever seen. He was more focused, and he was ready. This match was a great match between the two guys, as they matched power for power, strength for strength, and they had a great match together. Jake was really showing what he could do in that ring against Billy, but late in the match, we saw something going on with that boot. And it looked to me as he was loading it up for something. And when he landed that kick to Jake, it was lights out, the damage was done, and your winner was Billy Marshall. Billy Marshall was more focused than I've ever seen him. He didn't come to play, ladies and gentlemen. He is here for a purpose, and you better not get in this man's way because he is a tower of power. Ladies and gentlemen, be watching out for Billy Marshall. Up next on the card was a crowd favorite, Hillbilly Big Joe. And it was supposed to be against the undefeated Russian Monster of the Rogue Nation. What we actually heard was the Russian Monster was at the summit in Geneva with Biden and Putin. I don't know what that's about. I don't know what all the political stuff that he has going on there, but apparently he has some kind of influence and plans going on. So who took the place of the Russian monster? Well, it was none other than the working man, Johnny Rayner. Johnny and Big Joe had a great match together. I'm talking about these two guys are powerhouses within themselves. They take no backseat to anybody. They are as tough as they come. They fought tooth and nail and gave everybody a great match. That was until the Rogue Nation's Purely Destructive and the Enforcer came on the scene with the diabolical Pappy O'Malley, and they took over and they destroyed the Hillbilly, they destroyed Johnny Rayner, and they even destroyed Jim Strickland, the referee that night. He was handcuffed to the ring and could not do anything. A shillelagh got involved, a chain got involved. They were totally annihilating Johnny Rayner and the Hillbilly Big Joe. After all that devastation happened in the ring, the Enforcer got the mic and he accepted Johnny's challenge. So we are going to see that match happen July 17th at the Rocky Branch Community Center in Wallen, Tennessee. You do not want to miss this one, folks. Next on the card was for the ETCW Tag Team Championship. Your champions, Purely Destructive of the Rogue Nation versus The Faction, Wild Bill and Jeff Baker. Now, Wild Bill and Jeff Baker really gave Scott Savage and Mick O'Malley a run for their money. They actually put up a great fight against these two champions who, you know as well as I do, are the toughest in the business, and they are such a well-oiled machine that when they are running on all cylinders, they can't be stopped. But I was so impressed of The Faction and how well they handled Purely Destructive. And I'm telling you right now, these guys can get it done in the ring. And they almost pulled off an upset victory over Purely Destructive. And the diabolical Pappy O'Malley got involved with his shillelagh, and they injured Jeff Baker's ankle so much that he had to be helped back to the locker room. Purely Destructive ended up retaining their titles that night. But I'm telling you right now, The Faction is here to stay, and they're going to be challenging for those titles once again, I guarantee it. The final match of the evening and the main event was for the ETCW Cruiserweight Championship. Now, this was a Battle Royal style match that featured Douglas Sanders, the Iron Horseman, Ravishing Rex Riley, the King of the City, Drew Denton Tolliver, Captain Wardog, Jace Evans, and Sean Brooks. The way this match started was two men enter, 1 minute intervals, and another comes in until they're all in, and then all chaos breaks loose. And let me tell you, this match did not disappoint. Douglas Sanders started out with the Iron Horseman, and those two knew what was on the line, and they fought hard. And then enters Ravishing Rex Riley, and he had his eyes set on Douglas Sanders and the Iron Horseman, trying to get them out really quickly. But Douglas turned the tables on Riley, and it looked like he had injured the right knee of the Ravishing One. So Rex backed himself into the corner, and ref Todd Richardson came over to see what was going on and if he was injured. They took Rex Riley back to the locker room to get evaluated. Now, he didn't go over the top rope, so he was not technically eliminated. And then comes in King of the City, Drew Denton Tolliver, and he started wailing on everybody. Then a crowd favorite, Captain Wardog, came in, as well as the young Jace Evans. And then the last entry, Sean Brooks, came in. And I'm telling you, everybody knew what was at stake on that match, and they were trying to capture that gold for themselves. But one by one, they got eliminated. The Iron Horseman, Captain Wardog, Jace Evans, Sean Brooks, Douglas Sanders, until it was one man standing, and that was King of the City, Drew Denton Tolliver. So he thought he won the match. He thought he was the new Cruiserweight champion. But then out of nowhere, Rex Riley appears, slides into the ring, delivers his patented kick to the face, boom, and sends Tolliver reeling, enough to throw Tolliver over the top out of the ring. And now you have your new ETCW Cruiserweight champion, the Ravishing One himself, Rex Riley. After the match was won, the former Cruiserweight champion, SoCal Kevin Cruz, entered the ring with a belt so he could present the new Cruiserweight championship to Rex Riley. But before he could do that, Rex just snatched it out of his hand, didn't even want to give the respect to SoCal Kevin Cruz. I don't know what's going on between these two, but I'll say there's a little bit of an attitude adjustment that Rex has had from the past. So I don't know what's going on in the mind of the Ravishing One, but I'm sure we'll find out in weeks to come. But there was a special announcement made by the owner, the boss, the CEO, Roger Rex, concerning the Cruiserweight Championship and how the match ended. Didn't Drew Tolliver thought he had won? But of course, Rex was not eliminated. So therefore, he kind of pulled a fast one on him. So now we have another match for July 17th. The new Cruiserweight Champion, Ravishing Rex Riley, versus Drew Denton Tolliver. Now this one is going to be a one-on-one match, and I'll say this, from what I have seen out of Tolliver, Rex is in for a big match, and I can't wait to see how it unfolds. So there you have the wrestling rundown, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and will continue to tune in and subscribe to our podcast. It'll really help us get the word out. The more you share it, the more you listen to it, and we really want to keep you informed of what's going on in East Tennessee Championship Wrestling. So again, visit our website at www.etcwalcoa.com. Visit our Facebook page. And again, subscribe to our podcast. Let us know that you're enjoying the podcast and all the episodes that we've done so far. And we'll see you at the next ETCW Bring On the Brawl. And that is July 17th, 7 p.m. at the Rocky Branch Community Center in Wallen, Tennessee. We want to thank our sponsors for this podcast. That's Maryville Music Academy in Maryville, Tennessee, where you can get all of your voice and music lessons all in one place. So contact Maryville Music Academy at www.maryvillemusicacademy.com. Other sponsors for this podcast are Old Ben Franklin Motors in Alcoa, Tennessee, Mountain Air Cleaning Service, and R&R Lawn Care. Make sure you check out all of these great sponsors as they continue to support the ETCW and its community. Again, I am your host, Jerry Martin, the voice of ETCW, and we'll see you at the next Bring On the Brawl.